Welcome to Team 22 Podcast. Today we'll be discussing the impact that social media has on our life. There are many pros and cons for social media. Let's start with the pros. You get different opinions, it's easier to interact with friends and family so they know you're safe. You can try and make an impact on people. According to Digital Citizenship, did you know 59% of students with access to the internet use social media to discuss educational topics, including career and college? And 50% use it to talk about school assignments. But there are also cons, such as inappropriate content, making people feel bad about themselves. Cyberbullying is a big problem recently.
Many people underestimate social media. Nothing is ever deleted. Even if you think it is, there is always a way of getting it back. So think before you post.
My opinion about social media is this. People spend hours on social media websites just waiting for people to push a button to make them feel better about themselves.
Yes, you can choose who sees your stories and posts when you first create your account. There's an option to have a private account.
We would now like to talk to you about the inappropriate content you may view on social media. Did you know that the average age of watching porn is 11?
Which, when you think about it, isn't that old. The government may be introducing a new law in where you have to give your credit card details to verify your age. This will lower the percentage of children who watch pornographic images or videos.
Now we would like to talk about the expectations and reality of social media, as well as the impact it has on teenagers especially.
Why does social media impact how you feel, act and think?
Everyone has good days and bad days, but how often do you see someone's bad day online? Never or rarely. But what you might not realise is that we do see their bad days, but they are really good at hiding how they feel. Many people feel like they might need to put on a brave face because they are always there for their friends.
Everyone expects you to be a certain way, when in reality it can damage your mental and physical health, which makes people feel judged when they walk into a room of people, meaning they doubt themselves more than they should.
It's easy to become addicted, which means students who spend a lot of time on social media can suffer from poor sleep, negative body image, depression, anxiety, cyberbullying, and more.
Snapchat can negatively impact people's lives because of how many filters are available for people to use on the app. With Snapchat, you can change your appearance to whatever you want to look like, which can lower people's confidence because of how they look in real life. About 7% of children have attempted suicide before the age of 17. Social media could play a part in this.
Although it's not just Snapchat, Snapchat is mostly used for changing someone's appearance and how they look. But you could argue Instagram does this just as well.
This is true, but Snapchat is meant for sending photos to your friends, whereas Instagram is meant for sharing posts with everyone. In conclusion, social media can be a good thing if used appropriately, rather than damaging people's physical and mental health. It has been identified that it can be a toxic playground for young people's minds, if not used safely. It is also important to remember that if you see something you do not like, you report it and block them. Also tell a trusted adult your concerns so they can follow up accordingly.
Thank you for listening to the social media episode of the Team 22 podcast.